Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, January 17th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, 10 Steps to Revolutionize Your Destiny, with my guest, Mo Stegall, motivational speaker and author. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us, and I want to encourage you to participate. You can do that by asking questions or adding comments. And on the phone lines, you do that by pressing #1, and I will see your hand raised and know that you have a question or a comment. If you're over there in the chat room, just type in your question or comments, and I'll be able to see them and read them on the air. Now, many of you are listening to this recorded version of the show after the fact. I want to welcome you, too, and thank you as well. Now, regardless of how you access the show, if you enjoy it, do not keep it a secret. Over on my show page, you can follow me on Twitter. You can talk about the show during the show on Twitter. Join me over on Facebook. Be sure to click the like button over there. And most important, add yourself as a friend of my show. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am Flora Brown. I'm an author, coach, inspirational speaker. And I invite you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com. Over there, you can sign up for life coaching if you're ready to make that U-turn in your life, Y-O-U. And I want you to know I'm still booking personal appearances for 2011. So if you'd like me to appear in person to motivate, train, or inspire your group, please submit a request on my website. There's a tab at the top of the page that says Book Flora. Or you can just email me directly at flora@florabrown.com. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness that you deserve in all areas of your life. To get at that goal, each week I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting. We've talked about wealth creation, career, all kinds of things, all of which contribute to lasting happiness. Now, today, my guest is Mo Stegall. He's a motivational speaker, author, and visionary. He's a native of Atlanta, Georgia. Mr. Stegall has enjoyed a successful career already as a radio and television personality, which afforded him opportunities to work with the BET Hip Hop Awards, the CMA Awards, and countless recognizable entertainers and community leaders. But his deepest passion and desire is personal growth and development and to empower others to achieve greatness. With a warm and captivating presence, he has integrated his television radio career with his desire to serve. Now, over the years, Stegall has traveled the country, educating, encouraging, and empowering individuals and communities as a keynote speaker, as a guest for numerous community organizations, Fortune 500 companies on a variety of topics, including personal development, youth empowerment, faith, and HIV/AIDS awareness. As a matter of fact, HIV/AIDS awareness is his favorite campaign. He's an activist and an avid supporter of HIV/AIDS awareness and prevention, and he was involved with a film showing a ravishing depiction of two women and their families, including his own mother, living and coping with the virus. Since losing his mother to the disease, he has worked tirelessly to lead and support HIV/AIDS education. Now, in 2002, Mo launched his own talk and entertainment show entitled The Self Show. Now, as executive producer, the show has been coined the voice for youth and is viewed in more than 30 countries around the world. He's the founder of the I Can Be Foundation, a 501c3 organization. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Mo Stiegel. Hi, Mo.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's my pleasure to be here, and I'm so humbled and honored to be your guest today.
Well, I am delighted and thrilled that you agreed to come on. And what a perfect day for it, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, to discuss following your dream and going after your destiny. What a perfect day, huh?
Absolutely is a perfect day, because so many people need to know. And I often say this to my audiences when I address people live: dreams are forever until you decide to give up and stop dreaming. And we can take that a step further, where you can say, my dreams are forever until I decide to give up and stop dreaming. So it is a great day for dreams, and an even better day for realizing those dreams can be, obtained.
That's right. That's wonderful. I want to get right to your book, because it has a wonderful title. It has several thoughts in it: Against All Odds, I Can Be, and then the subtitle, 10 Steps to Revolutionize Your Destiny. That's a lot. What led you to write your book, Mo?
And that's an interesting question. Against All Odds, I Can Be was really, and it's a funny but not ha-ha kind of story. I never aspired to be an author. I mean, I have aspired to do a lot of things in my life, but an author was not one of them. And I have learned, when God has a purpose and a plan for you, he's going to find some way to get that message to you. And he spoke to me one day about writing this book, and I wrote it down on my things to do board in my office at home, and kind of really just brushed it off. And I think it was about a few months later, I'm driving down the highway, and my BlackBerry goes off, and there's an email from a total stranger. And she simply said, in my prayer time this morning, God showed me you. And he said, there's a book you're supposed to write, and it is to consist of A, B, C, and D. And upon seeing that, I was floored, because I hadn't shared what God had spoken to me about this book with anybody. And so shortly thereafter, I commenced to writing this book, because God showed me that a number of us are bombarded and have various adversities that we face in life, and we need to know that against whatever the odds are that we are faced with, we can be victorious, we can be fulfilled, we can be life changers, we can be a number of things, but it all starts with us changing how we view the situation, because I'm a believer. Ms. Flora, if you change your view, you change your direction.
That's right. That's right. Well, I am so delighted that you listened to God's direction for you and proceeded to write this book, because many of us get these messages from God and we don't respond to them. We put them on the back burner. We ignore them. We get caught up in other things. And I'm so glad that you answered that call and gave us this wonderful set of guidelines. You know, people think, you would think, as many motivational speakers and books as there are out in the world, that everything's been said. The truth is, we need to hear this over and over and over, and we
right.
need to hear different people. And it's kind of like I heard Zig Ziglar say, or I heard one of his quotes, he says, you know, why do we need motivation all the time? Well, he said, it's like taking a bath. It's recommended daily. You have
right.
to keep getting motivated. You have to keep listening and reading these things, because we forget we're humans and we get caught up. I want to get to some of these tips, and I know that we can't possibly cover them all in detail on this show, but could you talk about, first of all, how someone can revolutionize their destiny? In other words, that tells me it's not set in stone. And number two, could you hit the 10 steps that we need to accomplish this?
Well, I'll start with the first one. Revolutionizing your destiny simply means transforming where you are to where you want to be, or where you desire to be, or where your purpose to be. And I believe the starting point is, and it's ironic that we're talking about it now, because in my book, which you have read, at the beginning of each chapter, I have a power peel. At the beginning of each step, I have a starting point. And mm-hmm. at the end of each chapter, I mean, each step, I have things that you want to remember and some power steps. And mm-hmm. the starting point for a number of us in revolutionizing our destiny really begins with us discovering who we are and our worth. A number of us, and it's ironic, it's like, you know, you turn on your TV, you go into Walmart, and you see the missing persons on the milk cartons and on the flyers and the AM alert come across. And it's a funny thing because we're watching the television, we're reading the newspapers and the periodicals, and at the end of the day, the missing person that we're looking at, we're so compassionate about, oh, wow, I hope she's okay, I hope he's okay. And we never realized before that we are the missing person. And I say that because a lot of us have become so engrossed with other people's lives and pleasing other people and living for other people, whether it be work, kids, church, that we lose ourselves and we become just like a needle immersed in a haystack. And that's one of the first things I talk about in my book is you having to discover who you are, because once you discover who you are and what your purpose is, then you understand how valuable you are, not just to everybody else, but to yourself. And then you begin to operate differently as it relates to that. And so that's the first thing I look at in discovering your and in doing so, you start changing how you view yourself, how you love yourself, how you value your time. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are giving our time away to people who don't value our time or us.
Amen. Amen to that one.
And so we have to really start by discovering ourselves and our work, because a lot of you guys right now are listening to this broadcast at a job that you dreaded getting to go to this morning. And I'm here to let you know that that's not God's purpose for you, because God says he knows the plans that he has for you, and those plans are for you to give you prosperity and hope. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be rich beyond your means or have everything that you want in life, but you're going to always have the things that you need. And a lot of times we don't understand the things that we already possess on the inside, because we're already equipped with everything we need to get everything we desire and achieve all our goals in life.
Oh,
we already have those things already built into our DNA. We just need a book like Against All Odds, I Can Be to somewhat help us find those things that are already buried on the inside of us and cultivate those things. And so that's the things that I do talk about in my book. It's really, and you've read the book, so you can really attest to this. It's about you finding you, and then from there you'll find everything else that you've been looking for.
Right, that's right. So the steps we need all begin with discovering who we are and creating this full love and understanding of our own worth, which automatically changes our view, because when we change how we see ourselves, we are going to change how we spend our time. And one of the things I say when I talk to groups is learn to say yes to yourself and no to other people. And at first, people think that sounds pretty mean. But when you value your time and you're on a mission, you're going to have to say no to some other people, because you have things that you have to say yes to for yourself. Is that not true?
That is absolutely true. And, you know, I often tell people, listen, ladies and gentlemen, stop just going through life. I say go after the things you desire in life, or guess what? You can spend the rest of your life selling for what you can get if you don't start going after what you want. And so many of us, I often say we choke our potential before it has an opportunity to become a possibility. Therefore, we really negate our destiny, because we talk ourselves out of trying to do stuff. Because one thing that I say, and I really talk about in my book, is fear. That's the thing that suffocates the things that we believe in. Our fears, it's so condemning, it suffocates what we believe. It really destroys our faith. So now we don't believe we can accomplish the things that we desire, although we may even have the ability to do so. But we won't even attempt to do it, because we become like the shark in the tank whose master put a a clear divider to keep him from eating up all the rest of the fish in the tank. After a while, the shark became tired because he kept hitting against this brick, this wall that he couldn't see. And so that's how life is for us. We keep going, we keep hitting against life's adversities, which I call hurdles, and we never really understand that we are hurdlers, so we possess the tools and the ability to do what? Simply jump over the hurdle, because that's the reason why I was on the track in the first place.
That's right. I like the fact that you see adversities as opportunities, not as things that were designed by God to trip us up.
Right.
And one of the examples in your own life, when the fact that you are so committed to HIV and AIDS education, is because this was something that was a part of your own life. And look what you've done with it. Instead of being overcome by it and demolished by it, you took the call to help other people with it. And tell us a little bit about the film that you were involved with.
Raspberry Rose is a film, for those that are not aware, I lost my cousin and my mother to AIDS. My mother died coming up on 11 years ago in April. And after my mother's passing, I decided that so many of it started with just being in the African-American community. So many of us are not educated about it and somewhat belligerent to the fact that it's killing millions of us daily, that I wanted to be a voice piece for this cause. And so I began my quest to doing so, first and foremost, educate myself on the subject matter, on the disease and its effects, how you can contract it, and, you know, different things like that. And since then, we launched the I Can Be Foundation, which we have worked with various organizations that deal with HIV and AIDS awareness and care. And so it's just been tremendous with that in itself. And the film is really a depiction of my mother and this other woman who's still living with AIDS right now, who's had it for quite some time, but how it affects people directly and indirectly. So you can be a family member, close friend, coworker, and not be infected, but still be affected by the disease because of someone that you know and love having contracted it. And so it's a really good film. You can see the trailer on my website, mostiegel.com, and we're hoping the film will be out sometime later this year, probably by December.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Now, before we go any further, I want you to be sure to tell my listeners how they can reach you if they want to book you as a speaker, a coach, or to learn more about any of your work. What's the best way for them to contact you?
Oh, definitely go into my website, mostiegel.com. That's M-O-S-T-E-G-A-L-L. I don't like saying this term, but you can Google me and it'll send you to my website. So definitely go to my website because that's how you can book me. That's how you can connect with me on all the social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. So Most Eagle is definitely the headquarters to do that.
Okay, that's perfect. So that's the headquarters, and from there we can go on and learn about all the other things, including how to get your book. Now, your book is available on your website?
It's on my website as well. You can get it at I support Amazon, although you can get it at, you know, some of your other bookstores as well. But Amazon has been a great partner for us, and so I really encourage people to go to my website and go to Amazon to get the book. So definitely do that. And I'll say this. Don't wait, because I know sometimes we say, well, I'll get it later, and then we forget. Life happens. If you are very serious, this is what I tell people, and I know people normally ask, well, what should readers know about your book before they buy it? I say this to you. If you are frustrated by obstacles to your goals and dreams, if you're somebody who desires change, or if you're somebody who needs a little motivation or who needs some more self-discovery, it is okay, because we are all continuous students of learning. And so I say to you, go right now to Amazon.com and order the book. It will be one of the best investments you have ever made. And I'm not saying that because I wrote the book. I'm saying it because of other people who's telling me about what the book has done for them. And so, you know, I'm a firm believer that if you buy this book, it will definitely change how you view your life, how you view yourself, and more so where you're going from this day forward. You'll never be the same. I guarantee it. And Amazon has it where you can actually read a little bit about it inside the book before you buy it. So
that's
you can actually look at, you know, read a chapter or so of the book before you buy it, and then you'll know that I was telling you the truth.
That's wonderful. One of the things you mentioned earlier was about people's fear. What that stops us from pursuing our passion. What is perhaps another common mistake that we make when it's time to pursue our passion? Fear is one of them that kind of stops us cold.
And that's another great question. Chapter five is something very special for you in my book. So go get it so you can read. And what I say now is one of the other things that keeps us from succeeding in life is doing nothing. And I often say to people, doing nothing changes absolutely nothing. But doing something changes everything. And that one something for you could be just acting on a thought that you had or acting or pursuing something that you wanted to do. And I'm saying this from experience. I had several years where I had hopes and dreams of doing things. And I actually had, you know, you talked about my television show, which is seen in over 30 countries today. But guess what? You would have never heard of it because for 5 years, I was filming shows and not doing anything with them. The moment I did something with it, it opened up the door for me. And that's something for me was editing the show, putting it together, and uploading it to a website. And once I did that, it literally opened up a number of doors for me. I have been able to travel across the country with some of the likes of Hill Harper. You guys know him on CSI New York. I've been able to be an ambassador for the National Urban League. And all this came because I did one something. So doing nothing changes nothing for you, but doing something will change everything.
That's extremely important because tied in with that doing nothing is many times the fear that we're going to fail at it. And I've discovered one of the best things to do is to do what some internet marketers call fail fast. And that is go ahead and do it. You fail at it. It doesn't work. You do something else. You're doing something. You're moving forward. If nothing else, you're learning what didn't work. And you can use that information to propel you to the next project. So I love that doing nothing is just extremely scary because nothing takes place, but you do something. Now you have the whole universe gets in motion. People that can help you come forward, and it's amazing what happens when we do something. What about this project? I saw that you had a project, What You Want to Attract. What do you mean by that?
Project What You Want to Attract. Projecting what you want to attract is that's a good thing because a lot of people want to be successful. A lot of people want to succeed in various goals and objectives. A lot of people want to really draw in something more than what they already currently have. But what they're failing to understand is they're not projecting that to people. So, if you're a business owner and you want to attract bigger clients, but you're projecting to these potential bigger clients that you are a mom and pop operation, then chances are you attracted to them is slim to none because they are on a different scale level than you are. And what I suggest in my book is how you can project the things that you desire to attract in your life. A lot of us want to be successful and have an enlargement amount of money, but we hang around are broke individuals. So we're not projecting that we can handle that increase or influx in income, or we don't have things in place that will allow us to sustain those things. And so that's really what that projecting what you want to attract is all about. It's really putting that image on your projector and shooting it out to the individuals that you want to bring in to attract you. And sometimes it's as simple as changing your website, changing some wording. A lot of you guys have business and the thing, you're conducting business, and people are going to your Facebook, but you have pictures of you partying, drinking, and for the women, you have dressed. And to me, that's projecting the fact that you're not somebody I want to do business with. So, you know, you just got to change up a few of your habits. And I believe if your mindset changes, it changes how you see yourself. It changes the things that you say. It changes your attitude. It changes your habits. And it ultimately changes your actions. And so that's the things that you have to do as far as projecting what you want to attract.
So what I hear you saying is we have to rise to the level that we want to attract. We have to affiliate with the people we want to bring into our circle. And we also have to create a support system. And I know you believe in that. We have to create a support system that enables us to live our dreams. And those are going to be the very people that we say we want to affiliate with. We've got to surround ourselves and be in that company. And
right.
I'm so glad you mentioned Facebook and MySpace, because this is one of the things that I urge my grandchildren to understand, that what you're putting out there, it may seem like fun to you, and my grandson had to discover the hard way that his grandma is active on Facebook. And so whatever he puts out there, he was shocked. Because he said, nobody's grandma is reading Facebook. I said, excuse me, your grandma is. So he had to realize that it's not a little private conversation he's having with his friends. It's out there. And too many young people, even older than he is, don't realize that this can affect the people that you're going to try to attract. It can affect your job and career opportunities. And unfortunately, it can damage your reputation. I've heard some companies even look at the people that are your friends, you know, not just
right.
you. They look at the friends and people that you are affiliating with. And unfortunately, that information is public knowledge once
yep.
you put it out there.
It is.
So I'm glad you brought that up. So I love this. Project what you want to attract. In other words, we can't just sit and wait and hope. We have to really become what it is we want to attract, is what I think you're saying.
Exactly. We do have to become that. And again, so many of us get caught up in the fact that, oh, I've been friends with so-and-so for so long and da-da-da, and nobody is moving, has any forward progress. And so you have to start making what I call quick adjustments and adaptations in your life for you to really move to where you want to go. And that's what this book is all about. That's what Revolutionizing Your Destiny is all about. Because one of the things I have in my book, and we don't have time to get into it in depth, but I have a chapter in my book, ladies and gentlemen, so when you read it, I hope you enjoy it, and Ms. Flora, you've read it. The chapter says, what do you do when the problem is you? When the problem is not a lack of resources or opportunities, but what do you do in life when the problem that you're facing is you? So, ladies and gentlemen, go get the book so you can improve where you are and where you want to go immediately. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blessing to you. And if it's not, email me and I will personally give you your money back. That's how much I stand behind this product.
That's wonderful. I want to share with you, Mo, before we close down, that over in the chat room, there's someone that's named Tracy says, greetings. Great show. Thank you, Mo Stiegel, for sharing. Shalom from Tracy. And then there's a friend of mine, Mo, who's his handle is Money Inspires. And so he typed in Mo Stiegel and Mo Money.
So, well, hey, God bless all of you all.
We're near the end of the show already, and I want to urge all of you who have been inspired, enlightened, and empowered to please share what you've learned with your family, your friends, your colleagues. Head on over and get the book right away after the show. And the show is available under on-demand episodes within about an hour after the show ends. Thank you, Mo, so much for making time to be here on a special occasion. Thank you for the work that you're doing in the with HIV/AIDS, and also the work you're doing in motivating all of us to reach our destiny. I want to thank everyone again for being here. Let me remind you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com. I'm your host, Flora Brown of coloryourlifehappy.com and the radio show, Color Your Life Happy, all of which is designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. I'm coming to you live from Anaheim, California, and I'm going to be here next week at the same time, Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, with another great show. So please join me then. Thank you again, Mo. Have a blessed rest of the day and week.
Thank you.
And everyone, have a blessed week. And remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Every day you can choose. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
Color your life happy.